smoke weed every day. That's all you had to do.
Okay.
Literally the first thing that came off of my mind.
Okay. I'll remember that shit for next week.
All right.
Fuck,
we're
going
to have to trade. Like, we have to go back and forth. I'm
okay. But don't ask 6 seconds before we're going to start the fucking show. That's all I'm saying.
Y'all, I am from every continent in Africa.
And I am Jackie Joyner Kersey.
And this is The Read.
Yes, it is. And this is an exciting week for us.
Yeah, we have some guests on the show this week from one of my favorite. I don't even know. I can't call y'all YouTubers because you do way more than that. And I don't know. I feel like I'm just going to call y'all entertaining ass niggas.
Okay.
And let you describe dormtainment.
Entertaining ass niggas.
Yes.
Okay, so dormtainment.
Because it applies.
It applies.
Yes.
You know,
right.
That's one of my favorite New York quotes.
Of course.
Anyway, dormtainment, one of the funniest fucking groups on the internet and beyond. One of my favorite videos that y'all have done is, I don't know, it's either between Rome Alone.
That's very recent.
Everyone can relate.
Yeah.
And Can I Get a Ride? Is it called Can I Get a Ride?
Yeah.
The thing I love about y'all's videos is that they're consistent, but they're also like very, very well thought out. It's not even just like, y'all don't just have jokes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, they have a joke here, but they went all the way into it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to stop standing and I'm going to let y'all speak for yourselves. The whole group couldn't be here, but we've got Rome and we've got Cam. Miami is here.
North Carolina is here.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody a bit more about dormtainment and, you know, what y'all are doing here.
Okay.
And what y'all stand for and shit. What you rap.
All right. I'll kick it off a little bit. Basically, Dormtainment is a 6-man comedy group. We started our YouTube in 2009. So it's been 6 years.
Right.
We started with the hopes of becoming like the black college humor.
Mm-hmm.
But it has definitely grown into something way bigger than what we expected. We just like to dig deeper into a situation, like instead of what if something happens, like what if something happens and then that happens and then you bring this in. We've grown more into storytelling in these past probably 2-3 years or so.
2-3 years,
yeah.
And I don't have the radio voice that Rome has. I'm gonna do my best. But yeah, we want to be a overall hub for entertainment. So you know, movies, TV, music. You know, we also do music,
right?
And we do everything in house. So we want to own everything, have ownership. What Dame Dash was preaching,
yeah. But he kind of just
say it
said
in a better way.
He went a little left.
Because, we grew up watching Chappelle, like that was our influence at the time. And and now we want to be able to not only create our own stuff, but bring other younger artists up under us and create this big hub of just new comedy. Because you get tired of seeing the same people all the time. So you want to, because there's so many comedy groups, so many people. So we want to be able to say, hey, you guys come work with us. We can build something together. We can, put out something, great.
So y'all were in Atlanta, right?
We were.
Moved out to LA.
Yeah.
How long ago?
2 years now.
Yeah,
March
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
March 2 years. We the very first video actually came from my dad's camera. We were my dad lives in Macon, Georgia. He retired. He's an army. He lives in Macon, and me.
Very country place.
Very.
I'm talking about actually from, which is
fucking
funny.
Rocks and sticks. That's all you're getting out
that
there.
Sounds
but,
like Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. That's
everything.
So y'all have got that. I know Miami though.
Yeah.
Miami's not country.
Miami real fancy. They got water and everything.
Not if you come
and
the
first
48,
right? The second 48, the third.
But my dad had a camera and me and Emmanuel were there and I was like, listen, let's just pick up the camera and just shoot something random. So we shot an ignorant ass video. It has no plot. No, it's literally nothing. It's still up actually to this day on our Facebook. But we shot the video and then a lot of people started commenting the video. this was before the like button. So right. It was just the
wow,
comments.
Wow, damn, right. That's vintage as fuck.
Yeah, that's so vintage. So it was before the like button, and then people started commenting more and more, and then we started creating other videos on Facebook, and then we was like, you know what, we should probably turn this into a business of some sort.
Right. And you know, that's okay. An interesting story, but they did not ask that question.
Well, he said tell us about no, dorm tech.
No. Surprise.
First of all, I want to point out that Rome is in here dressed like Andre Lyon.
He really is.
Come on, man.
I was like, well, got him.
No, sharp. Yeah. Spot. How has y'all's creative process changed from like the very, very beginning to now? Because I do want to talk about Six Guys, because that shit was so fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. I mean, not surprising that it's funny, but like how well done and thought out it was is impressive. So how do you think that you've changed like the overall creative process from the beginning to now? And how do you keep it fresh?
Well, I know at the beginning, we had no creative process. We just grabbed the camera, had a funny idea, and just shot it.
Like, there are still videos with tripods in the shot.
No type of scripting. It was all improv at the beginning. Like, everything was improv. Mm-hmm. So, but loose script, if anything. But now we meet every morning, you know, 10 a.m. to 3, and we sit down, we present ideas. And usually the stories now that you see come from real life experiences.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, we turn it up a little bit, but mostly they're all based from a real situation.
Yeah, like so, the Rome Alone video that you like.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, at the time, I was the only one in the group with the car, so... If a nigga need help, I gotta go help him. I gotta go pick him up from the bus station, or I gotta do this and do that. But at the same time, I'm trying to balance my social life because, you know, I am the ladies man. So, you know, I gotta balance my life as well. So, you know, so we take real life experiences and, you know, and I think that's why people, you know, relate to him so much. Cause like,
but having like the comedic like depth to say, I'm gonna go pick up this nigga, but he's going to like just throw a rope down and land on top of the car. And
that was all Tay, man. I give that to Tay.
And everything, like, that's brilliant, you know? So where is the TV show? Like,
I mean, it's there. It just hasn't came
not,
yet.
We're just going to be patient.
Yeah, we're just going to be patient.
You know what? Right. Seeing the landscape of TV and how... I always say black is back because so many black shows are coming. And whenever a black show gets dropped, black people flock because we don't have much to, you know, see on TV. So I feel like once a black person gets a show, we'll all come and support it. But you got to keep the people.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel like, you know... I'm glad we didn't get it soon because we wouldn't have been as good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're better now. We study comedy a lot. And I feel like now is the time.
Right.
We're definitely into more storytelling now that we we understand the TV realm a little more. And we do know that people like stories. That's what people gravitate to, is stories. So that's what we've been working on lately.
So real quick, random off the wall question: if you had to compare each of y'all to a sitcom character, who would each of y'all be?
Oh, okay.
Well,
including those of y'all who
on any sitcom.
Any sitcom.
I would say Mike is Will Smith, Fresh Prince.
Okay. Yeah, I get it, Mike. If anybody watches New Girl or seen the show New Girl, I'd be Smith.
Okay.
I'd probably
be Smith. Okay. All
right. I can see that. Yeah, I can too.
With the suit.
Yeah.
I would say like Emmanuel's our E, in a way. If you watch Entourage. Yeah. He's like an E. He's the kind of the leader, the more serious one, if anything. Even though that's not a sitcom, but I'm just trying to think.
That's
about
all right.
Show.
It's the shit.
That's a good question.
I'm trying to think of Tay.
Tay, I always compare Tay to Riley from Boondocks.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, not Riley. Riley and Huey. Huey Moore. But a little bit of Riley in there. I always say that's him.
He's like a perfect blend of those two.
Blend of those two.
Yeah.
So he Huey, but he pop up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
And then Chaz.
I would say Chaz is more like a Martin. He's so silly and do characters. He likes a lot of characters. Yeah. He does a lot of characters. Yeah. And
yeah, his comedy is definitely character comedy. He's really good at that.
I would say, because I'm silly. I don't know.
You have a blend of, I mean, I feel like you can do whatever character.
Who would y'all say? Who would you think I am? I'll let y'all answer the last one.
I don't know.
Because I don't even know.
I don't know either.
That's tough. Well, it was your question, Kid Fury. You can't think of anybody?
Shit, I thought they was going to be able to fill that shit.
I got everybody but me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you have like a mixture of different sitcom characters in you. Because like, you're funny and like, I don't want to use the word goofy, but like, but at the same time, it's never like, oh, you know, like I feel like they can depend on you if shit is like going crazy. I don't know. I don't think they're, you gotta
start
your own. Yeah, you gotta be your own mold.
That's
I don't think I got one.
You just too different for these hoes. You just too new.
Hoes.
I like the way you think.
Yeah.
All right.
You
so
always gotta spin it.
Let's jump into the show. Starting with Black Excellence. I'm going to first give honor. I like to say give honor because it makes me feel like I'll be in church every Sunday.
All
I want to give honor to Darlene Lewis, who created an organization called Lewis Burnett Employment Finders. This is a woman out in, I think, Little Rock, Arkansas, that basically created a company that helps ex-cons find jobs. And as of last year, I think that she helped over 2,000 ex-offenders find full-time employment. Her company helps, they have services such as pre-employment training, GD preparation, resume writing, and computer training, all at no cost. So her and her rap, I congratulate you and I shout you out, Darlene Lewis. Also Trevor Noah. Okay, so they gave Trevor Noah a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt like some of those jokes, you know, sometimes a joke is a joke and that shit is just funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Now, those jokes weren't funny, but I don't think that it was that deep.
Well,
some people just don't like change.
I don't either. Well, I mean, I see the jokes and I see why, especially given the current climate, especially with social media and everything, I see why it turned into a big story, especially for the blogs. I just didn't see any tweets that made me feel like, oh, they need to take that job back from that nigga. You know, I just didn't see anything that was like just so terrible. Like, why would it come to that?
Just put it on the back. So it
I was gonna say,
it's his birthday. So
yeah, you know.
Oh my god, why you didn't say nothing?
Happy birthday. My birthday, my bad.
Happy birthday, so, damn. Is that why you so sharp today?
Well, yeah, that too. This is my 1 year outfit. So I ain't got no other clothes to change into. So this is about it. This is all you gonna see. So the rest of the year, I'm straight
so
bummy.
This is the day you take all your Instagram pictures and everything.
Yeah, this is it. That's
all
why.
Right.
Yeah, go. I gotta.
But I think Trevor Noah's gonna do good. Every time I've seen him on the show, he did good. He made me laugh, and I think Larry Wilmore is doing pretty good. So I think he's younger, fresher face. So
he looks like an attractive gerbil.
I was gonna say he's cute. Like, he's nice to look at, and I've enjoyed him.
Like,
you know,
a
the three times
Dende.
He was on. Excuse me.
You don't watch Dragon Ball.
Oh, you're talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Y'all know what that is.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Kidding me?
So it's just me. Fine.
Was, she doesn't.
That was soap operas from middle school.
Thank
Come
you.
On, man.
Well, she is the same person that got Street Fighter mixed up with
Okay. Mom. So you know what? I feel like that's a very easy
when you said those buns on the side of her head, I was like, this bitch is talking about Chun-Li, and I'm going to get her.
You still didn't tell me the name of any of the girls on Mortal Kombat, so I have no
I
idea.
Told you
whether.
Sindel and
Katana. Oh, right. Right. I forgot
don't
that
do
as
this.
Soon as you
we're
said
not
it.
Talking about
okay
about football.
I'm not disrespecting your hobby or anything. I'm just saying it would be easy to confuse those things.
My hobby. Do you see how she
okay. All right.
Not
all
the
right.
Dragon Ball Z.
So are you ready?
You're bigger than this.
We're not doing this shit today.
Bitch, you guessed it. That's what the fuck your black ass
you
gets.
You know what? I don't even give
talking
a fuck.
All that goddamn shit.
I don't even
shit.
Give a fuck.
That was on my bucket list.
I prayed
to see
today.
That
live. Yeah. We can scratch that off.
It's a lot less fun in headphones, right?
No.
It's actually pretty cool.
I actually backed the mic up just a little bit for
their
convenience.
I see.
But
just
you know
fuck
how
me,
I
though.
Feel about
yeah,
you
yeah.
and your shit.
Yeah, that's right. Just fuck my ear, John.
So let's talk about Karrueche and
and Mammy Titties.
And who?
So there was a part of the Karrueche interview where Ayanla said, "Have you ever cried on big bosoms?"
Did y'all watch the interview?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
All right.
Yes,
and there
did.
Was like in a very aggressive, kind of erotic hug.
It was a little violent, the way she kind of like grabbed Karrueche's face and shoved it into her bosom.
She tapped her ass at one point. I don't know if everybody caught that, but she did. It was weird.
It was an emotional moment. Sometimes you just got to bring it in.
It felt really awkward to me. I thought she was going to breastfeed.
But honestly, that's one of the most comfortable things in the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very comfortable.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just said it was stereotypical as fuck.
She called it mammy titties.
I did.
So now we just say
because
mammy
that's
titties.
What she asked her.
She didn't say anything about mammy tits.
Have you ever laid down on some big old rolling black
you
bosom?
Know there's love in between titties.
That is exactly what the fuck she said.
All I know
is verbatim.
You have cried on big bosoms.
Yeah.
Who
and
hasn't?
You know there isn't a place better to cry.
I'm not nowhere. Saying.
Or just rest.
That's just, right. Like, that's just like Candyland. Like you just dive in there.
So y'all was just like, I get this. I
mean,
this.
I want you to, I'm going to put this in perspective for you.
Okay.
Laying on bosoms of a black mom. It's like watching Dragon Ball Z, yeah, which you wouldn't understand. But if you did, you would understand that analogy. It's amazing.
I didn't really feel like there were any standout moments from that interview.
It was pretty boring.
Iyam being incredibly shady.
She was coming out swinging.
Yeah, right. She was.
She was coming out giving, you know, so what makes you fall for this type of disrespectful? This oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Calm down.
The right. best part is when the manager came out.
Yeah, yeah.
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 I love that.
I was like, so niggas just walking through the set.
He was
what the fuck is this?
He was like the manager that could just come, hey, no, that's enough. You gotta call. He just came completely mid interview.
Right.
But everyone was tweeting, why didn't he do that for the relationship?
Yeah.
that's
when
very
I was like,
good
that's very
point.
True. That's very
you
true.
Stopped her, but not him.
As soon as Iyanla was like,
because
so
the more
did
she
he
gets
bring
booked,
you some
the more
popcorn back from the game after he left you at the house.
I mean, bitch, you're home alone on Christmas and turn on the fucking TV and your man is at the game
that was
with his ex
that was,
on Christmas. Yeah. Bitch, and you
that
stayed.
So what do you do, right? Like, how is that a major fuck up? Because I'm trying to think, as a nig.
A nig.
A light-skinned nigga covered in tattoos in L.A. And I'm at the house with my girlfriend watching Braxton Family Values or
okay,
something.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to run down to In-N-Out. I'll be back real quick.
Right.
And then you go to a basketball game and sit courtside with cameras sitting right next to your ex-girlfriend that you beat the shit out of.
Like, how did this happen?
Like, because I know he's not. He has common sense. So common sense would tell you that you're a superstar. Somebody on this earth with social media is going to have a camera or you're at a national event. You just go out. You say, hey, man, I'm finna go wash some drawers. And then you on TV. Like, that don't make
like
sense.
Like, he clearly didn't give a didn't, fuck no, yeah, if no, she no. found out or not. And no. the fact that she stayed despite all that bullshit just had me looking at her.
Not
like,
to mention,
girl.
That was the game. You remember the meme where he has his mouth wide open?
Yeah.
Like that big. Yeah. And that was that.
He was in
and
jail.
That's the issue I had. Yeah. Like, he went. And he had a ball.
Yeah, he had a ball.
He didn't just like go and just to go. No, he had fun. They took pictures after that too. Remember they had the pictures on the car?
Yeah,
that nigga
had
a that nigga had a Six Flags day in there. He was in there having a blast.
Like, I don't even laugh like that there. Yeah. That laugh made me jealous.
From like your feet.
Yeah.
That was a laugh. And you were at home with Netflix.
But that really
stayed.
Yeah. That show he had no respect for, honestly.
She probably
he knew.
I mean, but I think we all, the only person who didn't know that Chris doesn't respect Karrueche is Karrueche. The rest of us
probably
been knowing that shit.
Well. What about the manager?
Yeah, the manager.
Well, the manager is just trying to get paid. Come on. He don't
true.
Give a good goddamn what happens to that girl as long as she's making money.
And Yama was like, so did you see the picture that Rihanna posted of the rice cake and the glasses? That was basically
right.
the racist joke. And the manager was like, y'all got to get the fuck out. Like,
all the way.
Because we can't have no problems with Rihanna. Even though Rihanna was dead ass wrong for that. Like,
he even asked her, did you know that they were friends? Again, and
yeah, that's
and
the thing.
Said,
like, Iyanla would
I
not
know friends, but like,
I could sort
friend.
Of spell friend,
but like, nothing you know across the line. Like, you really had to be a dummy bitch to believe that Chris Brown was around Rihanna and not fucking her ass.
You had to believe. You had to be a dummy to believe that anybody with a penis was around Rihanna.
Right, and had
not
the
at least
opportunity.
Attempting.
Woo.
But I think most people in relationships try to change someone. You know, so yeah. I think that's what biggest she tried way. To do with him.
Well, yeah, it is a mistake. That.
Sometimes it works, but I think that's what she tried to do yeah. with Chris. She mm-hmm. was like, okay, I think I can be the one to change him, but obviously.
If prison couldn't yeah. change him, then I don't think.
It just sucks for her because she keeps fucking up with this nigga and everybody is watching
you think
it.
Like, go she's. Back?
She probably. Said it in the interview.
She was oh, like, she right
was like,
now,
not man. Today.
What time is it?
Maybe.
Maybe next.
Ask me again in 30 minutes.
Right. like, she was real indecisive about that shit.
She had some pasta sides on that's the stove. Sad. So when that was done.
And what's sad is that, I mean, there's a lot of women out there like that. Yeah. So I can't, I mean, that's...
like, I'm mad right now, but not if he sent me 3 good morning texts.
But there aren't a lot of women that have... their ex-boyfriend with videos on the internet talking about, well, I don't know if I want to fuck this bitch today
yeah.
or that
one. I mean, the disrespect is just blatant. Yeah, it's yeah, severe. Yeah. Like, yeah. nobody would encourage her to go back to that nigga.
So, T-Pain and Aaliyah. Here's the thing. T-Pain.
Wait, what?
Okay. I don't think I heard this.
Oh, great. So, no one's heard about this.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm getting comfortable for this.
So.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, T-Pain has a new... mix.
Don't do this.
Sure. I don't know if it's mixtape or not.
T-Pain had hits.
Yeah, T-Pain.
Oh,
yeah.
You know I love the fuck out. T-Pain is from Florida.
Oh,
classic.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
So you already know how I feel about T-Pain, but he has a song with Aaliyah on it, I guess called Girlfriends. And they must have been working on some, I don't know if it's the Drake Aaliyah album, but someone asked T-Pain to be a part of this.
I was going to say, where did this come from?
They're doing some Aaliyah 10 years since she died. Oh my God. I don't know.
Please leave her alone.
They asked T-Pain to be a part of it. He said that he would do it for free if they gave him one of the sessions for his own project. Okay. So when he released it, apparently Aaliyah fans, you know, were upset. They say, why the fuck won't y'all just let her rest in peace and try yes. again in heaven and all of that
yeah.
shit.
Right.
And so he had, I guess, some kind of black ass fucking... release party. You know how the hip hop listening parties and shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With the Unlimited Hennessy.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah.
At what, a studio in Florida or like a club? Or?
So it didn't come out online. You just went to the party.
Oh, no. Oh, this, okay. There's video of it okay. online.
Oh, shit.
When he was asked about it, he kind of said something like, you know, when someone dies, they may be an asshole, but when they're dead, someone will go to the funeral and say they're the greatest person alive. And he's saying the only reason that people are upset that he's using Aaliyah's vocals is because she's dead. And if she were alive, that they would all say she ain't no Beyonce.
What?
Dang.
What?
Ooh.
Ooh.
He said that?
Yeah.
Ooh. He was looking for black backlash.
Ooh, oh, okay. So he's just not allowed back on the internet or
on Earth? You mean on Earth? Because
ah, damn.
But
no,
do you think that's
way.
True, though? Do you honestly think? Do you think you know how people are?
People are.
I have to agree with him. I don't think he worded it right. But yeah, he was also drinking something brown.
Okay.
So
I mean, many a time brown liquor has affected what I said in a negative way. So I understand that, but still, like.
I think it's clear, though, that if an artist dies, fans of that artist are going to be way more sensitive about what you do with
right.
their music.
Of course. I mean, but it's also true that Aaliyah's last project was really fucking good, and you could play that shit today, mm-hmm. and it sounds brand damn mm-hmm. new. Like, so her fans aren't, they may be giving her a lot because she died, but they're not really overreacting when they say that she was, like, really a fucking good-ass pop star, because mm-hmm. she was. She could sing, she could dance, which is more than what you could say for most of these hoes out. Today she can do both at the same damn time, and like all she right. is
yeah.
missed
yeah, yeah.
So you just, I feel like when it comes to stars like that, you just, it's a level of sensitivity you need to have, because there's no reason to be disrespectful
but
to
are
Aaliyah,
you being sensitive Aaliyah. Just to be sensitive, or are you being sensitive because the content sucks?
You exactly. need to be sensitive about it because this is somebody whose life was lost tragically and is beloved like universally. It's not fucking Hitler.
Did you hear the song?
Now listen, I don't do that because I feel like y'all need to leave Aaliyah's music the fuck alone. I was mad at Drake.
Not necessarily. Here's the thing. I didn't like Drake's song.
No.
But that's because he turned it into like this whole Paranormal Activity sad ass.
Okay.
You knew that's what he was going to do, and I don't want to hear that with Aaliyah on it. You're going to hate me for saying this.
Okay.
But the Chris Brown Aaliyah song grew on me. Her part anyway.
I'm not going to lie. Just a little bit. I just a little bit.
So you confessing to
me? I think it depends on the artist, honestly.
It does.
Because like what Kendrick did with Tupac was amazing.
Yeah.
Even though it was, you know, the way he took that interview.
Right.
So it all depends on the artist to me.
But still hearing a person who's alive talk to or have a duet with someone who is clearly dead is a little weird.
I've just not had
because that whole Pac shit at that.
And it sounded so good.
It sounded amazing.
It tricked me the fuck out.
This nigga is dead. Like, he's dead.
But you saw they're coming out with new music. They said they're releasing his estate.
Remember when white people did this with Tupac at Lollapalooza or some shit? They beamed his ass down from heaven or some shit.
I wish I was there.
That was Coachella. Coachella. That shit was really insane.
Yeah.
No, I don't fuck with that.
He's my favorite artist of all time.
How the fuck y'all do that?
How was it sweating and shit?
How the fuck is he like? Listen, what up, LA? It's 92 degrees. Like, nigga, what?
Technology in these movies. You see these movies, so sweat ain't nothing.
But for real ass people to see that shit on stage, nigga, this ain't
Tupac is on some Interstellar shit. Yeah. I watched that shit last night. That's a mind fuck. Tupac might be out in space somewhere.
Great movie.
That's why that dress went from white and gold to black and blue. Tupac.
Please don't.
Fucking some shit up.
But going back to the Aaliyah thing, I always said that I don't know if Ciara would be around if Aaliyah was still alive, because it felt like Ciara was in that mold of Aaliyah.
I'm right here.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. I feel like it's space for everybody, but as far as who's going to be on top.
On top, yeah.
Who knows what would have happened? What happened did happen. I don't think it's any point in speculating about who would be where.
Why did Ciara announce her tour before her second single, though?
Wait, this is her.
She dropped a single, and then she said, hey, I'm about to go on tour.
She dropped her first single and video and says, I'm going on tour.
That song that came out 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Nobody's even heard that. Have y'all even heard that fucking song yet?
No.
See?
No,
nobody's even heard that damn song yet.
I was in the gym and I heard somebody else playing it, but
has the album come out?
Ciara's not even on the list. It was just something that I said. Okay. Let's move on.
All right.
There's no album and one single.
So do you want to hear about what happened in Tyga today or yesterday?
Did he go to jail? Okay, but then not really.
Almost as funny.
Okay.
Tyga had a sneaker launch.
Why everybody want to do goddamn sneakers and clothes?
What the fuck kind of shoe do he have?
Niggas in sneakers, women, and like Instagram.
No, but whose endorsement is this for real? Adidas?
That shit.
Liquid gold.
Okay, you can stop.
That shit sound like some type of
No, I'm wrong.
That sound like a condom burner.
I don't know. Nothing liquid I've gold. Ever heard of. The point is, he was he had a guy who was in line, waited in line 2 hours with everyone else, danced, took pictures, periscoped, whatever the fuck. And when he got up to the front with his sneakers, he got them signed, took the pictures, and served Tyga court papers.
Wow.
In front of everyone.
Sham fucking wow.
You can go on the internet and
that's
watch
how you
this.
Do it.
The nigga waited in line.
That's I respect some
real
that.
Shit. And got paid. And got paid for
got
the whole
shit
thing.
Signed, served the paper, and then took the photo.
Because you know his ass will be there. I'm not mad at that.
That nigga took that shoe and kicked him in the ass with it. Like.
Oh, was you having a good day, nigga? Let me fuck it up real quick.
Congratulations on the shoes. Maybe you'll use some of this money to buy formula for your baby.
He can wear them to court.
Low key, that's some sick shit. Nigga back there smiling like, yeah, nigga, I'm about to get this shoe and serve you these papers.
Wait, so what is he going to court for?
Well, they won't say, but the rumor is child support. They just say he owes some money.
Oh, okay. Black China.
That made me not want to do fan meetups.
Yeah,
no
for
more.
Real. Nigga gonna be back there. Oh yeah, nigga. Oh, it's Sally Mae back here waiting on you. Yeah, take this.
You have to be the... I kind of want to do that for a living.
Okay. No. Because you don't want nobody to do that shit to you. I wish Sally Mae would come to one of these shows and be like, hey, bitch.
Not Sally Mae. They can burn in hell.
No, I don't even that's like us nobody. Doing this interview with you, taking a picture, saying we're big fans. Like, hey, here's a subpoena.
take this.
You're literally the messenger, so it's not like I did shit to you. I'm just giving you...
That's
you have
a dope-ass job.
Pettiest nigga on earth, though. But how much fun is that?
He got paid to do it. I would love that
on
job.
On top of that.
Let me do some shit like that to celebrities. Hell yes.
Got a picture with that
But you still
creep.
Get mad at the messenger, because bill collectors, you know, it ain't their money. They ain't receiving that money. I'm mad at them still for calling me.
That's the best part about being a process server, though, is that your mentality automatically has to be, you ain't gonna whoop my ass, though.
Right.
Because it's like, that man
you
was
ain't
like,
gonna whoop my
and
ass,
you're
though.
Gonna take a photo, because I stood in line.
Damn, dog.
And I paid my money, nigga. Yes.
Out. That's great.
I love that shit.
I see any nigga standing in my line too long, he gotta go. Something ain't right.
What's that piece of paper in your pocket?
Y'all gonna be looking at everybody real careful now.
No, I don't have a pen.
Bitch look like she been loitering.
So let's talk about Tidal.
Oh hell.
So I have a bit of a read in me. I don't even know if I'm doing a read at the end of the show, because I might have to just do it right here.
Okay.
I have calmed down since yesterday when niggas were pissing me off. Tidal is a new music streaming service owned and acquired by Jay-Z. Sometime earlier this week, Jay-Z, Beyonce, and co-owners like Nicki, Rihanna, Tupac, Biggie, Sly and the Family Stone,
Tupac and Biggie, Public Enemy, everybody, all
everybody was there.
Okay,
except Trina.
Oh,
did you see how they had tried to give my girl a hard time because she was supporting the Tide? What the fuck? Anyway, so this is this new streaming service. Apparently, a lot of artists are very upset with Spotify for offering free service to users. Apparently, 50 million. Users plus on Spotify.
Jesus.
And 12.5 million are using paid subscriptions.
Okay.
Okay.
So the majority of these people are using the free service. The problem
that explains a lot. That explains a whole goddamn lot.
The problem is that Spotify is paying for the licensing or whatever of this music through the ads that y'all hear every three or four songs, which is fine. But the payout rate for the artist is much lower. And I actually read, like, Allo Black. Certain songwriters aren't getting shit. There's a guy named Allo Black, I think, who wrote some song, but it was like one of the most streamed songs in Spotify history.
It was How to Make It an America theme song.
Yeah. And he got, I think he said he got like less than $4,000.
I think Pharrell, I think I read that Happy streamed 43 million times and Pharrell got $2,700.
I have a confession.
That is goddamn ridiculous.
Me and Cam, we have a group named Tropical Storm, and we put out an album last year, and you know, it's on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know, niggas be hungry sometimes. So so you gotta eat. So what we'll do is
oh shit.
We got a
crossover hit.
We press play on our album on Spotify and
just, every day.
And
we just let it play
and let it
on
and put it on mute and just let that bitch repeat.
We put Dick Touch the Water on repeat.
Wow. Just let it ride.
That's the new hustle.
But what does that give you? Like an extra $50?
I'll be honest with you, I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
I think it gives me hope.
Okay.
It's worth a try.
I read something like you have to get at least a million spins on Pandora to earn $90.
See, never mind. 50 is ambitious.
That
kid.
Don't make sense.
That's
so
crazy.
I mean, but these are articles that were like posted within, I think, the last year up till now. So lots of those numbers have probably
so
changed.
Now you know why people are angry.
Right. Yeah. But this is why a lot of the artists, especially the indie artists, are really fucking over Spotify.
Right.
And so Tidal comes along and they have this whole, you know, sermon. They get together, like, you know, the Five Kage Summit. That's not you either.
Nope. Completely went over.
They just got together. It was an anime reference. They got together and they signed this long ass
treaty.
Scroll, this treaty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see Madonna put her old withered ass leg up on that fucking table?
That was the only thing where I was just like, okay, what, girl?
That
cut
shit,
the dramatics.
That shit looked like some type of cream of wheat.
Like cottage cheese pie.
It was just like, ma'am, what are you doing? We're
Nicki
all
Minaj
just signing the document, girl, and then walking away. It's
Nicki
not all that.
Nicki
should
have walked up behind her and like dusted it off. Like, the fuck is wrong with
her? I'm just mad how short that press conference was. I thought it was going to be like some hour-long thing. It was like 5 minutes.
Right.
Well,
so,
I didn't see the point for all of the dramatics of it anyway,
it was
but, you know, whatever.
So Tidal is offering two different packages. You can either get a $10 a month thing, which gives you music videos, editorial content, and standard quality music. And then you have $20 a month, which is basically the same thing with what is called lossless hi-fi.
Yeah.
I have Beats headphones. I listen to the two different things. There's a difference, but it's not like going from a Walkman to Rihanna performing on the 3 Train.
That's the same experience I had. But then some people on Twitter told me they just use the regular iPhone like them white earbuds, yeah. And the shit sounds like night and day.
Hey, some brand new pair, they sound good.
Title, yeah, the, like so the Tidal Hi-Fi.
Oh, shit.
So the shit sounds good. Like the Hi-Fi shit actually does sound better then. Okay, if y'all say so.
So here's the thing for me. I'm gonna try and be I'm gonna try and be nice as possible. No, I'm not. This is the thing. I took it. I'm gonna make it a race thing. Okay. I have to. I'm sorry. This is why. You know that this is a black man that acquired this business. Mm-hmm. Take all of it aside. Where you're looking at it, really, from what they're giving you, is the same fucking thing as Spotify. Mm-hmm. Premium, anyway. Right. I don't use the free Spotify, and I haven't, only because it doesn't work for me. I think that's something that you have to, like, if you're in front of your computer you gotta all be in front day of your computer, long, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then, like, people maybe use it at work. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense to me that you wouldn't pay for it since you're always there. But if you want to take it on the go, it's useless.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
I just don't want to hear all them goddamn ads. I can't do that.
I mean, only because if I'm using the phone or some shit, and you're picking the song for me, I don't want to hear Keisha Cole, Keisha Cole,
exactly.
Carrie Hilson,
exactly.
Usher, ad. Usher, 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 ad.
It's a
Keisha
shit
Cole,
playlist, right.
Lachette, ad. Like, let
I
me
never
pick the fucking song
Spotify
at least.
I never used Spotify till I paid for it. Dead ass, I hated
same.
It.
So, if you're looking at it like that, that means essentially if I go to Tidal, I'm going to get the same thing. Or pay $10 more, get the fucking Mount Olympus of audio, and the artists benefit better because they get a higher payout. You know you're going to get exclusive content. You know fucking Beyonce, whoever the fuck else, are going to do a bunch of exclusive shit for just this app. That's cool. Mm-hmm. If it's for you, it's for you. If it's not for you, it's not for you. There are plenty of reasons why it's probably not for you, or it could be for you, whatever. The thing that annoyed me was to see, or it was a little disheartening, I think, to see so many niggas shitting on Tidal before they even try
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Bitch, you have 30 days to try the application gratis, free, of no charge. And I saw niggas talking about, well, why I gotta put in my credit card information before you let me try the shit?
Because they think they're gonna get their credit run, so they ain't trying to. They trying to put in all that.
Because at the end of the trial, they're going to charge you for the month. What the fuck do you
and
mean?
Sweetheart, guess what? If you don't like it,
just
all
cancel
you
it,
have to do is cancel it. Click yeah. of a button.
You take
gotta,
10
you
seconds.
You got to yell at me, too. I'm guilty of that. That's exactly how I was doing it. Credit card? Like, why?
But
why?
Take 10 seconds right
I
now.
Trust you. I don't trust you.
But you didn't bash
but
it.
I'm
no,
not saying
there was a you didn't bash
that's
it.
What okay,
bash
that's it. What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because, again, if it's not for you, it's not for you. I'm not saying the Tidal is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be the revolt of music streaming and just literally. No shade. You know what I'm saying?
No
it could
shade.
Be,
yeah.
Because revolt is new. What I'm saying is maybe it'll take a while before it gets off the ground. It's a brand new app.
Yeah.
I've already been using it and I've said, okay, this could use some work.
Yeah.
That could use some work. But it's still new. Mm-hmm. For you to be shitting on it, talking about, I ain't gonna give Jay-Z no money. That nigga's already rich. Guess what? So is Michael Jordan. So is Kanye West with his house of flying nigger ass boots that you will be willing to pay at market price if somebody boots. Has it. So is everybody at Apple, and you still running
come
down
on,
there and buying I blank with
time.
Your baby's formula money. Jay-Z did not oh, request shit. Your firstborn son's blood in a carafe. You don't have to try it. So for you to be shitting on this nigga's fucking this his new business before you even try it, I'm saying that's a little disheartening, especially because I already know you niggas don't like anything unless it's free 99. There's a difference between being frugal, sensible, and just plain cheap. And I know how you cheap ass niggas are. And I know we can speak, and I'm sure y'all can too. This show is how much? How much does it cost to listen to
free.
This? Free. Free. And you still had niggas in your Tumblr last week saying what? That you don't appreciate your job?
Yeah.
Or you don't appreciate your work because
wait, really?
You were exhausted last week?
People out of that goddamn
oh,
mind.
Oh, yeah, I did hear
we get that
I
too.
Did hear you say you
I
were tired.
Said,
right.
I'm yeah, tired. Yeah.
We miss
yes.
a week.
Oh, yeah. We miss a week.
Let me tell you
we have
something.
Not missed a goddamn week, though. It's been 2 years.
And
every
oh, no. That's how we was.
And somebody told me to
strong.
Take my take this shit seriously. We, bitch, take it seriously.
We was 4 years strong. We missed a week.
First
though.
Of all, we've been doing this for 6 years. This is my first vacation. Coming to New York, going to Toronto.
But we falling off.
That's real.
I can't take a vacation.
Listen, people are out there fucking
for
minds.
You, first of all, and we have said time and time again that this show is an hour long. The only reason it runs over an hour so frequently is because we talk too goddamn much.
That's really it.
So if 1 week you are so tired that the show only goes over by 8 minutes rather than 24, oh Well, and if you don't like it, fuck you. Quite honestly, this shit is free. You're not paying for it. So I know exactly how the fuck you niggas are. Whether they ask for $10 a month or nothing, you would still be acting like you paying half your rent for this shit. Yep. So go to hell. That's how the fuck I feel about it. And y'all exactly the reasons why niggas don't have shit now. Because you don't support black businesses, big, small, or free. Hey. Suck a dick.
Hey, say, hey, that boy over there talking. Speak on, speak on it, brother.
And it seems crazy to me that y'all are so against paying Jay-Z and Beyonce and Rihanna and Nicki Minaj and have no problem paying whatever anonymous CEOs are at the top of Spotify.
Whatever white ass suit.
Bitch, where do you think the money is going? If Spotify is making enough money to pay for all these streams and yet the artists are getting so little, where do you think it's going, dummy bitch? Who do you think you paying then? Wouldn't you rather the money go to the artist whose music you listening to than whatever Harvard Law or business school graduate is running fucking Spotify?
And
really?
Furthermore, you as the and don't get me wrong, this is why I say I'm trying to be nice, because I appreciate anyone and everyone who takes time to listen to what it is that mm-hmm. we're doing or what have you. But you, unless you're doing this, unless you're a creative, you probably don't know what it takes yeah. mm-hmm. to put a podcast together,
100%,
to shoot sketches every fucking week, to record an album, and you damn sure don't know how much it costs. So you, yeah, niggas yes. are going to want a return on their motherfucking investment and their hard work. And you either about it or you're not. But for you to shit on a nigga's business, and you know the nigga because you're familiar with him, you know the products he's put out, you're familiar with what he stands for, you know who the fuck this is, and then niggas comparing it to Selma talking about, well, y'all niggas don't change your Abby colors when people are being gunned down in the streets. So you mean to tell me that niggas can't get together and fight social injustice and stand up for business? You short-sighted coon ass buzzer. Shut the fuck up. Don't speak for us. At the very least, speak for yourself, nigga. If you can't have, if you don't have it, or if you don't want to spend it, fine. Right. But shut your ass up.
I think there's a problem. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I love this.
And I think that's the problem. Like you said, a lot of people don't know into what goes into. We got to get up. We got to write a sketch. We got to mm-hmm. shoot a sketch. We got to edit a sketch. And we do all this. We losing time talking to our moms, our dads. You know,
oh
spend
my God,
time
what
with
family. Is family?
You know. And then we miss a week because we didn't put out the best. We felt like we didn't shoot the best quality, so we want to hold off and give you something better. Oh, you guys slipping. Oh, y'all niggas, y'all need to do better, man. What the fuck the
right.
videos at?
Exactly.
One time this guy said, we put an announcement video up that we were doing a live show at the Comedy Store in L.A. We look at the comment. This nigga said, hey, man, ain't nobody worried about seeing y'all live. Where the fuck the videos at? What you mean? This is a part
damn,
of my business. What you mean?
Right.
Kind of shit is that?
Artists have to grow.
Yeah.
You have to grow and, you know, you're going to lose some fan base.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
find a new fan base.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's all about.
It's funny
grow.
That you're here, actually, because I used, when I was having my moment yesterday, I used a screenshot from one of your latest videos where you actually had, you had your dry erase markers. It was the early morning text.
The good morning text, yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
When you pulled out the cup, and you said, we're a growing business. Uh-oh. We need some money. The fact that your brother is sitting there the whole time, he was the one that was like yeah. cheering you on. Yeah. As right. soon as the money came out, he was yes. like, I'm going to be over here.
That's a real life rapper.
It is.
I was like, look at niggas.
Yep.
That's exactly
That's
how they
it
are.
Goes.
So,
and I understand if you don't have the budget or whatever. Like, it's genuinely people out there who do not have $10 to spend.
It's not
on music.
Cheap. I get it.
And I get mm-hmm. that. I'm not mad at that. If you want to listen to the free shit, go ahead and do that. But don't shit on niggas
yeah,
because
yeah.
they want a bigger share of the money that is generated by their own fucking product. Exactly. Bitch, if you invented something, you would want as much
it.
Of the money from it as if you created something. But people who clock in every day and don't ever think about having their own shit or doing their own shit don't really grasp that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just turned off by their attitudes and felt like it was just too grandiose and just opulent for no reason, all that. I get that.
It's
and if you just don't but,
marketing.
I mean yeah. but if you turned off by it, if you feel like they uppity or whatever and you just didn't like it, then fine, girl, don't use it. But it's still not a reason to shit on these people asking for more of their own damn money.
If exactly. a streaming service starts that is owned by Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Madonna, Usher, Alicia Keys, Calvin Harris, Deadmau5, all these, why the fuck wouldn't they do, it would be a disservice to themselves to not do some shit like that.
Yeah.
Really,
call it the Illuminati if you want to, a smart fucking marketing.
It's fucking genius. Yeah. Like, I can't believe nobody else mm-hmm. thought, you know, why don't the artists just get together yeah. and be like, we gonna have our own shit and fuck y'all. Like, mm-hmm. because where mm-hmm. I think they really gonna win, I tried Tidal and it's cooler, whatever. But yeah. when they get to the exclusive content, that's where it's going to shut the fuck down. Because it's not even just the biggest pop stars. Like, they have some of the biggest stars across genres signed up on this shit. Like, they sent an email this morning about exclusive content. And I was like, God damn, they got country niggas and everything. Like, they about to shut this shit the fuck down.
And that's a powerful genre, boy. They show
because
up.
You tell Taylor Swift fans, hey, Taylor Swift's album is streaming exclusively on Tidal for 48 hours. That's millions of white girls are signing up for Tidal right the fuck
You can say it's streaming for 48 hours or $48, they're going to go get it.
Hell yeah.
You build a brand for a reason. Why not use
any exclusive content? You can guarantee Jay-Z or Beyonce is going to drop a project or a video. It's only available on Tidal. Okay. Adele with Tidal.
Wait. You just hit something.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. I'm going to break something down that may be coming now. You just hit it. There are rumors that him and Beyonce are working on a joint album.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you think that album is going to drop?
Just wait on it.
Tidal.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the very least, exclusive for a certain amount of time, 48 hours a week, whatever.
Right.
And then that other shit is going to drop.
We cracked the code.
And I expect all those artists who are signing on and all those artists who are going to be getting more of the money from Tidal, like, I feel like they're all going to be pouring more into it and making it the more attractive choice for the people who do have $10 to spend every month. If you don't, then it don't really matter, girl. No shade. You're not in the conversation because you just don't have the money regardless. Like, you just gonna be on the free option regardless, so it just is what it is. But if you have the $10, then Tidal looks like the better deal when you start getting into exclusive content. So just wait and see what them niggas roll out.
Another wild card, Kanye's album could possibly.
Yeah,
it could.
Yeah, that's definitely like
for the people who are still fans.
As
of
many,
well,
as much.
Yeah, I'm exclusive.
I like Kanye, but he has pissed me off.
Not even just albums either, like videos, documented, all kinds of shit is going.
I
want to
hear Kanye's music. I do. I can't front about that. But everything else about him,
I get it.
But that's cool. Personally, but like artistically, I feel if you don't mess with Kanye artistically.
So how did you feel about Yeezus?
I liked it.
Really?
Because it was a place where he was.
I did like it too.
He was angry. And I understood he put it in his music. I understood that time in his life. It's like
as long as none of those songs say featuring
Kim Kardashian.
You ever walked into a daycare and heard a lot of clicking and banging? That's what it sounded like to me. There's a lot of noise.
I liked a lot of the production on it, but some of the lyrics.
The production, the production.
Like Bound 2 was dope until the video came out.
I still haven't watched that video.
That video ruined
and
that fucking song for me.
Tonight,
I want them to put that on.
Don't watch that fucking video. No, because I love that song.
Fury didn't watch Bound 2.
That's right. That's how I feel about Two Girls, One Cup. I've never seen it and I never
forget. Every day from shit into this. Every day from here on out, I'm sending Fury Bound 2. Every day from
I'm not
and I hope he click it. On he gonna, Rick accident, he gonna accidentally click on
right
he gonna be so pissed.
All I'm saying though, Tidal, it's alright, we'll see where it goes or whatever, but if you're one of those people like a young woman who tweeted me yesterday talking about why would I spend $10 a month on free music, because music isn't free. It costs
money to produce it.
So G-O-O G-L-E.
You are so stupid.
C-O-N. Endless source of information, and I wish you niggas would just get to know her. That's all I'm saying. That's Bitch You Guessed It.
All right. So
let's take a break.
Okay, and we'll be back. Hey, y'all. Don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors over at NatureBox. You can go to naturebox.com/thereed and sign up for a free trial box of 5 snacks. Y'all know how much we love NatureBox because everything that they make is nutritionist approved with no hydrogenated oils or high fructose corn syrup or any of that other mess. Kiffier and I love them so much. He is going to tell y'all a little bit about his favorite snacks.
Yes, we've talked so much about our favorite snacks, from the sriracha covered cashews to the Santa Fe acorn sticks. They've got popcorn. They've got granola. They've got something called probiotic power mix. I feel like that's good for your colon or something.
Yeah, probably really good for your vagina.
Check it all out. If you go to naturebox.com/three, you can get 5 free snacks for those of you that like free so much. naturebox.com/thereed. Who doesn't love free snacks?
That's right. So to have your snacks sent to the home or office and get your free trial, go to naturebox.com/thereed. And now let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
We are
for the listener moments.
It's time for the listener letters this week. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we might just read your question on the show. And before we get before we get started, I just want to say real quick that I am only doing these letters this week because you people are in your feelings that I haven't picked any ratchet shit lately. That's just not who I am. That's just not the type of...
Okay, first of all, let's dial back just a bit. That's absolutely who you are.
And but, well, it may be, but most of these letters, they just sound so completely unrealistic to me. But y'all love this drama and bullshit. So I'm
Yeah, some of y'all be lying, and that's the point.
Some of y'all, because y'all be coming up with some ridiculous bullshit in this inbox. So that's why I be picking questions like, what's y'all fucking favorite flavor of oatmeal, bitch? Because I like that question. But since y'all like the bullshit,
cinnamon.
Thank you. I personally like cinnamon bananas in mine. Cinnamon, yes, spice. Bananas and cinnamon in mine. What about you, Kifuri?
Apple cinnamon.
Okay.
Apple cinnamon's good. Yeah.
All right. So let's, we're going to get on to the bullshit this week since that's what the niggas like to hear. This first question says, hey, Crystal and Kifuri, I've been with my boyfriend for 9 months, but I've known him for about 10 years. He's a really good boyfriend and we love each other dearly. So y'all know already where we're going with this.
All right.
We started 8 months after he and his ex-fiance broke up. She also happened to be 8 months pregnant. His son is now 7 months
old.
All
this arithmetic.
Yep. Add it up. His son is now 7 months old, and my boyfriend is a really good father. He and the mother have a good relationship, and he and I are starting to get serious. We'll be moving in with each other later this month, and I have yet to meet the baby or the baby's mother. Every time I bring it up, he tells me she's not ready, or she's trying to figure out a date we can meet up on.
Karuchi, so, I tried to help you out.
I fucking knew. I was like, one of them is going to make a fucking Karuchi joke.
I tried really hard not
okay.
to, but it was.
So it was you.
Okay.
Oh.
I sent her a message on Facebook stating that I would like for all three of us to have dinner so she and I can get to know each other better. She agreed and we all decided on Wednesday. I spoke to my boyfriend to get a clear plan of what was going to happen and he said she's still up for it, but he doesn't see the point in us meeting each other and wants to know why I'm so worried about her meeting me. I only figure that since we're about to live together and her son is going to be around me, I think she should meet me and know who I am. My boyfriend is nonchalant about it and says he sees both sides, but sometimes I feel like he's protecting her more than me. Am I wrong for setting up a meetup? What should I do? There you go.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know what you just said to me.
Okay.
That was a lot.
Was that complicated?
So she's dating a nigga that she's known for 10 years.
So what's important?
They started dating after he broke up with the fiance.
He broke up with his fiance when she was 8 months pregnant.
For her?
I don't know about, no. She says that they broke up 8 months after he and the ex-fiance broke up and she was 8 months pregnant.
Why do y'all just not like,
so they broke up when she got pregnant? Jesus God.
You gotta question a man who breaks up with a woman who's pregnant.
Yeah, that's
what seemed like the first red flag to me, and I wanted to ask y'all about
8 months too.
Is that something where if one of your friends dates a girl or gets a girl pregnant and is with a girl and then he leaves her when she's pregnant, does that make you say something to him? Or
I don't think that would happen in our group. I feel if one guy gets that girl pregnant, is like, okay, this is a family.
Yeah, this is a family.
We're bringing in a baby into this
yeah.
family.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to leave and abandon this baby.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
We're not going to allow that.
But in his case, I do want to know, like, what went wrong after 8 months? I'm trying to figure out.
Right. It just seems like while she's pregnant, it would just be like the most insane time to break up with somebody.
She cheated and the baby's possibly not his.
Maybe.
Well, let's flip it.
The
you
type of
know.
Shit that we get in this studio, that might be the answer.
That might be the case, but I also know from experience that if that shit would have happened, most definitely she would have included that.
So
in
her basic
letter.
Question is whether they should meet or not.
So, right. The whole issue is that the baby mama's like, maybe we shouldn't meet and I don't see what the big ass deal is and why do I need to meet your new hoe anyway, but she really wants to meet this lady and the baby. Like, she feels like it's important to her to meet her boyfriend's child and the baby's mother. So what do y'all think?
I'm gonna call her Selena, after Selena Johnson.
Okay.
Because it sounds like something that she would be going through.
That's shade. That's rude.
Just sit down, have a fruit snack.
Yeah.
Just
have some oatmeal.
Have some oatmeal. Cinnamon and just because.
Is it important for your baby mama? And
I would think
yeah, no,
so.
It is. I think so.
But if the baby mama is like, I don't see what the big deal is, then maybe you don't need to see the big deal either.
Right. So it just seems strange to me that you want to like press the issue. Like it would be one thing if you brought it up and you were like, okay, you know.
How old is the baby?
7 months now?
7 months.
So still under a year. I wouldn't be surprised if she just did not want to be around your new bitch, to be honest, girl. Like, she probably just don't want to look at you.
It's a tough situation because if it's his child, you know, it's all types of just backwards anyway. But
what are you leaving out?
Nothing. That's the whole damn lesson.
Yeah, they're all connected. No. That's the hard part. They're all connected. Yeah. That's,
well, they're connected, but this girl is just the girlfriend. So
just text her or send an email or whatever and be like, look, nigga, if you ever want to go to Red Lobster and we could just all go together.
Because they got some good ass besties.
Get to know each other, and then that's what it is.
But if she says no, like, I don't want to do this, then fuck it.
It ain't your fucking baby. Y'all need to be thanking God more that it's not your. Like, the entire time that I watched that Iyanla interview, I was like, why isn't Karrueche grateful that she ain't the one with it? Like, you got out of this without a baby.
Right.
That's very true.
You're free.
Some girls want
the baby. But some of them
want
the babies for the financial security.
Yeah.
So maybe she's jealous she didn't have the baby.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, but yeah. It's,
okay.
I
don't be if y'all say so.
That's the world we live
that's
in.
That's the world we live in.
Okay. So let's move on. Our next question comes from Jeronica. She said, make up a fake name for me. So
Jeronica.
Okay, where did that come
from? Just Jerome and Veronica.
Yeah, it literally just came to me, so.
Woo, because I couldn't hold back that laugh. I wouldn't go feel bad either.
Me and my boyfriend have been dating for 3 years, and for the last couple of months, our relationship has been long distance. I'm in grad school, and he's still an undergrad, and he plays on the football team. He came to see me about 3 times last semester, which is understandable because it was football season. He had games every weekend.
I've laughed at every sentence.
Yeah. You are so rude.
I'm sorry.
Fast forward to now, and I'm super annoyed about how infrequently he visits. I've come to see him almost every other weekend since January. We're only about 2 hours away from each other, and he has only come to see me once. There's no real reason for it because it's not football season, so he has no obligations over the weekend. But when I talk to him about it, he says that it's more convenient for me to come see him because my car is good on gas.
Oh, nigga, shit. I was literally going to say gas. Shit.
She got a Prius.
His mama cooks, so I don't have to spend money on food. And his parents sometimes give me gas money.
He says
it's harder for him to come see me because he has to pay for daily parking. His car is a gas guzzler. And he has to spend money on food since my house doesn't have enough to feed him for a whole weekend.
This nigga sounds legit.
Well, he then proceeds to tell me that if I help out and give him $50 when he visits, he'll come see me more often on the weekends.
Well, what the fuck is the problem?
Which is dead because I'm not bribing no nigga to come see me. I want to know if I'm being unfair by requesting him to come up to see me more often, knowing that it's more of a financial strain for him, or is he just making excuses and is not that interested in going the extra mile to see me?
I ain't gonna lie.
I'll go see him.
Yeah, I'll go see the nigga. He wants.
You get lodging.
I get food
and gas money. Like, I'll go visit him.
Not even just food. Shit, his mama cooking.
You know,
home cooked mama food.
Come on,
the fuck is your problem?
Now I do get that she wants him to
come see her sometimes,
and she did say he comes sometimes, right?
Well, he came once, and I think she's come 3 times, so it's real lopsided. But she has given the reasons why. It's just a matter of, do you think she's being?
He gave some real good reasons.
I've some very solid reasons.
Broke is always a valid reason, girl.
When I had a car in Miami, if I didn't have it, the gas, I'm not going. And that's just it.
Right.
I don't care. Salvation could be at the end of the journey. If I don't have gas, I'm not going to make it. And there's nothing that you can do unless you're going to give me the gas when I get there. And sometimes when shit was real hard, it didn't make a difference because there wasn't no gas in the car.
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
So,
like, she getting gas and food.
Yeah, she.
And a place to say, and dick, what is your problem? Like,
she's getting all the essential tools to survival. Like, that's
right.
I don't know
you could possibly ask for. I understand, though. Like, it is annoying when you always have to be the one to
go see
your nigga. But I mean, girl, look at the facts of the matter, though. Like, do you want the man to go broke to come see you? If it makes more sense for you to go up there, and everybody can afford it when you go up
when
there.
When you first started it, I thought it was going in a different direction.
Yeah. My
immediate answer was he's cheating. That was my immediate.
Me too.
That was my immediate answer. But then when it went And that whole, I started to feel, I was like, okay, that's my dog right there.
And it's the perfect opportunity to listen to the read on this journey. Are we leaving that out? Is that 2 hour ride? She can listen to two.
That boy's smart right there. That boy's smart.
But I want to know why you thought he was, like, what about that would have made you think he was cheating? Is that a common excuse?
Because you had football player, you had long distance,
okay.
You had he's not coming to see me as frequently. That's you were on the road.
And the girl wrote the letter.
Yeah, you were on the road to cheating, but then you went in a whole nother direction. You fucking turned the whole movie around, and I was like, okay.
Literally, when you said, like, he says that I should come visit him, I was like, gas. And you said it. I was like, that's real as fuck.
Yeah, because her car is better on gas.
So she might need to let up a little bit.
I think, you know, if everything else is cool in the relationship, somebody's phone.
You didn't have to put him on blast.
Oh, like you know, it's fine. But I mean, it was gonna go off again. So, but if you cool, like if everybody is cool in the situation, you don't feel like he's cheating on you or nothing disrespectful is happening. I don't see anything wrong with you going out of the way to go up
and get
there.
Because
if that nigga would put all his money into the gas into that car and came up there and then couldn't take your ass to Olive Garden, you'd have complaints. Mm-hmm. And then he can't get no pussy, and everybody's mad.
Shout out to the mama though. Like she holding it down.
Okay,
like,
but he thought this out though.
Yeah, like, no, he really. Yeah,
that's a good boyfriend.
He really thought he thought this
was
out.
Like, come on now.
Because I thought it was going to be some bullshit excuses. No, those were legit. He made legit points.
He's responsible.
Yeah.
And she don't even have free parking at her house. Girl, I wouldn't come neither. Shit, fuck out of here. So I got to pay $12 a day.
I'm paying for sex.
Just think of that trip up there as like your bi-weekly dick refill.
Right.
And maybe then it won't be so hard to swallow.
A great way to wind down from a week.
Yes.
Like you're getting
like, girl, and
food,
I'm going to get out of Atlanta
money.
This weekend and go see my
And it's
nigga.
Only 2 hours. Not like it's four or five.
Right, exactly.
Six.
2 hours is just enough time to be in the car by yourself before you're like, all right, I'm fucking over it.
You
exactly.
know I won't go to Brooklyn to see a nigga, so it's,
oh,
like,
we don't need to talk about here in New York City because
but if he gave you gas, food.
Hello, right, there you go. That's a completely different
situation.
Got to compromise.
Yeah, girl. It wasn't in your favor this time. We're going to go ahead and recommend that you be decent to your boyfriend. Yeah. Right, relax.
Damn, I thought he was going to cheat,
you have
too.
Female listeners listening like, hey, I'll take your man.
Hello?
Male too? Shit, everybody.
Hey.
You mean to tell me the nigga got food?
Yeah, you
and
said
dick
food. You said
and
food.
And gas
was,
money?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
His mama
where
cooking?
Is he at? And he's somewhere in Georgia too. Probably
she,
making big old country nigga.
We might have a 7 member dormtainment. Like, need some food.
All of us are driving.
Girl, quit playing and relax your damn nerves.
Is that it? Or
yeah, that is it for the questions this
That's
week.
Funny.
So send yours in to asktherita@gmail.com and we'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, don't forget today's episode is brought to you by Audible. And as always, if you go to audiblepodcast.com/TheRead, you can get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. Yes, that's 30 days, a trial, where you can try things for free. That is things that they, you know, people typically do. Anyway, you have over 150,000 titles to choose from in Audible. You have apps for iPhones, Android, Windows phones that let you easily access your books anytime, easy chapter navigation and bookmarks. And of course, like I've mentioned a million times, my favorite book, The Four Agreements, mm-hmm. is available on Audible. A lot of y'all have been reading it. It's amazing. Amy Poehler's Yes Please, To Kill a Mockingbird, if you remember reading that in second grade, The Hobbit, loads of books on here. Crystal's going to tell you more.
Yes, guys. So audiblepodcast.com/TheRead. This is not a streaming or rental service. With Audible, you own your books. And like Kifuri said, they have free apps for all the different phones. They have easy chapter navigation and so many different titles out there, over 150,000. So once again, go to audiblepodcast.com/TheRead. Get yourself a free trial and a free book. We know you're going to love it. And now let's finish the show.
So, now it's time for the read.
It is. And what do you think? I mean, I enjoyed your title moment earlier, but if you have another anger storm inside of you, I think we'd all want to hear it.
Yeah, I bet we would.
I would love to. I know I would.
Would you?
I would, yes. Because I feel like you have a word deep in your spirit.
I don't
that you,
really.
Okay. Because you started to touch on it before, and I thought maybe, but...
So, a lot of people are convinced that homosexuality is a choice. And I feel like every maybe every third Tuesday, Black Twitter has the debate.
No, Jesus. Every third Tuesday.
Whether or not it's a choice, regardless of the fact that there are many articles you can access through my friend Google that say otherwise, regardless of the fact that there are many of people in the gay community who have said otherwise, you still have dumbasses like the man that I read on this show before who said that it's clearly a choice because men go to prison straight and come out gay.
Girl. All right.
Like, every excuse that you have or every reason that you give to back up that theory is always so goddamn
stupid.
Maybe, girl,
homosexuality occurs in nature.
My thing is,
there's nothing else to argue.
When did you choose? Like, was there like a ballot or or what happened? Was it a church thing? Because maybe I didn't go that Sunday. But no one ever was like, gay, straight, trans, you decide. Like, no one said.
That sounds like commercial.
Right? Like, I don't know.
Right.
My thing is, I just wish that y'all would stop being so short-sighted and so goddamn ignorant. If you don't want to access the knowledge, you just don't. But stop trying to pass your ignorance on to everyone else and your children. Just because you buy a fucking purple blanket for your baby, your newborn son, doesn't mean they're gonna grow up sucking dicks. They don't give a fuck about any of that shit. You're such a dummy. You know what probably
babies don't even
would,
see color like that.
You know what probably would affect your child's life? You being there, or maybe like taking care of them. Maybe you should. When's the last time you helped your child with his or her homework?
Right.
You know, maybe you should like help your child learn to spell or practice proper grammar. Oh, but you would have to learn how to do those things first. So I just really wish that heterosexual people would stop speaking for homosexual people without gaining any kind of knowledge first. Wigs don't lower your testosterone. Fucking Barbie dolls don't make you gay. Like, if you don't want to do those things with your child, I'm not gonna tell you how to parent yours. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad that I don't have any. But what I am going to tell you is to shut the fuck up when you're speaking for everyone else. Like, you said, in fact, I don't understand why some heterosexual people are so obsessed with homosexuality, like Dame Dash saying, a real man don't do this. Pause. No one gives a fuck about it. I can say very confidently, as a gay man, I don't think about sexuality that much at all. I'm usually thinking about like melted cheeses and sugar. When
now this nigga really likes cheesy
back,
things.
I see.
And like PlayStation.
Yeah.
Rarely
anime.
Anything else.
Yeah.
I'm never like, oh my God, I wonder how their parents must feel about them being straight. Like, why do you even fucking care so much?
It's not your life. Like,
and thank you. Homosexuality was a choice, if I did bubble it in somewhere and say, hey, I just want to be, you know, oppressed, what the fuck does that have to do? If I did choose it, what does it have to do with me having equal rights and treatment?
Exactly.
As everyone the fuck else. Like, what point are you even trying to make?
Even if I did choose it, that means I don't deserve basic human decency and respect. Mm-hmm. You sound like a fucking dumbass. You do. And most of the time, they back it up with Jesus, which makes it even worse. Don't drag my God into your bullshit.
Especially coming from black mouths, when all you have to do is read a book and see that white people literally did the same thing to your ancestors with that very same book.
With that exact same, girl, the same logic and everything, girl, but you keep on.
But, you know, have at it. You know, right there in your bubble of $200 dates and bonnet or no bonnet or whatever.
$200.
You never seen the $200 debates on nigga Twitter.
Well, I never just jumped in there because I'm about 50 below. So if I jump in there, I'm just making false statements.
I honestly thought I said $200 dates. That's why I'm like, $200 dates.
Yeah.
Like, right.
Dates.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I said.
Oh, dates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The fact that he was like, no, I thought you said dates. Like, no, we
black
did.
Black people always has this debate about whether or not $200.
Where is the Groupon dates?
I don't know.
Where is the buy one, get one
dates? But my thing is, they saying that it's not enough?
I feel like the debate always goes back and forth between.
Truly, you don't.
Would you spend $200 on a date?
Is $200 being cheap?
Cheap?
Yeah. Yeah. The question.
When your ass was sitting at home hungry?
Like $200 is nothing to spend on a date versus $200 will put me in debt on a date. Like it just.
So you wasn't going back eating today, and I offered to take you on a $200 date, and you say that's not.
That's like the girl who mad her boyfriend giving her $50 in food and lodging.
For real. I don't even want to get into that. I might get mad because that don't even make sense.
It's a stimulating conversation if you're not having it three times a week.
Right, exactly. Yeah. With the same dumbasses on the internet.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was mine.
Okay, so thank you very much for that. My read this week is about Black Girls Rock.
Oh, God.
Which I'm so blessed and fortunate to have gone last year with Cheska Lee. They just taped this year's this past Sunday, and it airs, I think, this next Sunday. So, right, I think on Easter, right? Doesn't it? Or maybe the next Sunday. Either way, catch Black Girls Rock when it airs.
I heard, like, Jesus was there.
Everybody showed up, bitch. But most importantly, or I think most notably, the first lady was there. Mm. And so, of course, her social media team posts a picture to Instagram. And because she's the first lady and she's Black and white people are white people, they got on Instagram and were very irate that the first lady chose to participate in something, quote, so racist and only serves to separate women and make an ostracized group feel even more ostracized by only focusing on one group instead of everybody, and all girls rock, and it's not fair that there's a Black Girls Rock, and if there was a White Girls Rock, then we would be called the same bullshit white people say whenever we get something.
Yeah,
like they have been saying,
turn on the TV, there's a White Girls Rock on every,
it's on,
it's called television,
every goddamn night on every goddamn network, bitch. It's White Girls Rock 24 fucking 7 in
Eastern and Pacific.
That seems to be what you're missing here. Exactly where are you lacking representation in the fucking media, white girl? I'll wait. Where are you not seeing your pasty ass self?
I'm sorry for our 13%.
This goes back to that white girl that was mad talking about, well, listen, we've got Empire and Blackish, so that's enough of the goddamn niggers on television. Right. Cut it off. Damn. Like, bitch, what the fuck? Like, as soon as we get a little bit of something, when the first lady shows up to an audience of Black girls in New Jersey and says, you matter and you're important and your life is worthy, how do you look at that and decide to hate on it? Like, how do you see the first lady deciding to stand up and affirm a group of girls and think that there's something wrong with that? Because you're white and you think everything has to be about you, not realizing that everything already fucking is about you. And that's why we have to have a Black Girls Rock. That's why Black girls are so excited going to see that new Rihanna cartoon movie and posing next to the picture and everything, because I ain't never seen a little Black girl with curly fucking hair starring in the movie. She's always the goddamn sidekick. We are always the runner up to you bitches, right? We're always the goddamn maid. You hoes are always top tier. You bitches are always first build. And you mad now that Black girls, that the first lady of the fucking country, who is Black her goddamn self, would show up to an event and say, hey, Black girls, even though the world shits on you, I think you're important and I'm the first lady of America, so it fucking matters. Like, how do you turn around and make that shit about yourself?
And the thing about it is, with her uplifting these Black women, maybe regardless of the next person they meet, whether the person be Black, white, Mexican, they might, now that they have this uplifting spirit, they might uplift the next woman that they meet. It's not saying, exactly. Like, it ain't nothing.
And isn't this what the Deadline article is about? They were saying, all this Black shows, is it too much? Or
Yeah, that's what
we
was just mentioning. Right, like,
that was just,
as soon as they start seeing a little bit color, they get uncomfortable, and it's because they think that Black Girls Rock means what White Girls Rock means to them. Like, when we are lifting, when we say Black Lives Matter, they think we're talking about Black supremacy, because when they say White Lives Matter, that's what the fuck they mean. When we talk about white power and white privilege and that shit, white people don't realize, like, what we're talking about is taking down the entire goddamn system that has been in place for y'all since y'all stole y'all asses over here and killed everybody who was here and then brought our asses over here involuntarily. Like, Y'all set this bullshit up. Like, you realize this, right?
We're trying to remove it so we can lift.
We're not going to act like the effects of slavery don't fucking exist. Because the effects of slavery is why we have to be marching in the goddamn streets talking about Black Lives Matter. And it's why you don't have to. It's why you don't have to care. It goes both ways. It didn't just disenfranchise us. It uplifted the fuck out of y'all. And that's why y'all are the dominant face in media. So shut the fuck up when black girls rock. Goddamn.
That's it.
That's and that's it. My read this
hey,
week.
That's it. Well,
give me a high five for that.
High five. That's what
I'm about. I feel that this is like the Selma high five. Yeah, that was real like we shall overcome.
A big bosom high five.
You
that
see.
Titty come. Ain't nothing like that titty come.
That big mammy titty.
Do you guys have anybody that you want to read or go off on or anybody or anything that you would like to sound
anybody
off
owe you money? We can play
over.
The Rihanna song because, if y'all need to.
I'm in a good place right now. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody's made me mad lately.
And y'all just touched on
consider that a blessing.
Yeah.
But I was mad about that.
Yeah,
the whole dad, so
they hold, yeah. Y'all
that shit,
covered,
it pisses
yeah.
me off that they act like we can't have nothing.
Every
like,
single time there is a black anything.
Anything.
It's just like every single February you hear someone say, why isn't there a white history month?
Yeah.
It's literally called
like,
January
girl, shut up.
To December.
Like, it's called America.
Even during February, it's still White History Month. Just shut the fuck up, girl. At no point in time are y'all being discriminated
ever.
Against. Like,
and if you want to go real deep, the black history that's taught to kids during Black History Month ain't even real.
It ain't even that damn deep. Like,
so just be quiet.
It's not even as real as it could be.
Oh,
and if you look at the hashtag that they started on Twitter, that white girls rock, if you look at that shit, it's not about, see, that's the thing. Black girls rock is all about celebrating the great things about black girls that nobody ever pays attention to. That white girls rock hashtag is all about shitting on black girls because we love ourselves. Really, bitches? So that's your fucking message?
When you're
white girls rock because they
yourself.
Shit on black girls?
Exactly.
White girls rock because we our feelings are hurt because the first lady was on Instagram at an event called Black Girls Rock? Really? That's what these bitches go through. These are their fucking problems. This is what this is the new letter.
You mean,
the white woman letter of disappointment and disapproval. These Instagram comments, that's it now. Fuck these bitches.
You mean the same first lady that goes to all these white schools and talks to all them.
They don't. You have
they
to
don't
expect
give a
for
fuck
people
about
to like care
common
or
sense
read
or logic.
Or,
right. Bitches are crazy. So, but anyway, that wraps up another episode of The Read. Thank you so much to our guests from Dorm Entertainment for stopping
Roman
by.
Cam, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Tell
Make
the people
sure.
where they can find y'all.
All right. Well, I'll start with the group first. You can find Dormtainment at Dormtainment. That's DORMTAIN.
We're going to put it in all this stuff.
We will send links because we know people do not be
Twitter. Dormtainment. Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
The podcast.
Come on, Brandon.
Podcast.
Music.
Music.
Merchandise.
Merch.
Everything.
You can go to ComedyCentral.com still to watch. That shit is so.
Make sure you check out their Black National Geographic series. That shit had me on the fucking floor. I just love y'all. So.
That was our way, you know, celebrating Black history a little bit. Another perspective.
And I'm not even going to get it. But real quick, somebody was like, they feel like we're making a mockery of Black History Month. No, we're taking a month to celebrate it, trying to make something funny. I show valid points that black people have.
Yeah.
And uplift the people. We always leave a little gem at the end saying how we struggle, how we go through stuff. But you know, people
you're
are.
Trying
Trust
to leave a
me,
message
if
in our
I
comedy.
Was offended, I would have told
exactly,
y'all.
Exactly.
I would have been like, no, y'all on some bullshit.
Exactly.
Furthermore, what did you do to celebrate?
Come on, because all these thumb thugs. Being angry in the fucking YouTube comments and shit, don't be doing one
be doing
motherfucking
but
thing.
But find something else to be fake mad about.
It's real easy to be a critic at home, girl.
Exactly.
Come in the studio and do it your damn self if you think you can.
And
so, tour?
Tour.
Be in the fall.
In the fall. I think that's what we're going to do. New York has got to be like one of the number one stops because
our
fans
absolutely.
Have been waiting on a show. Oh, I think I seen that you guys are going to be in
LA. We're going to be in LA.
And we will be there.
Say that for
in
sure
June.
In June.
We'll be there.
We're going.
In town, we will be there.
Yes, please.
That's
I hope
true.
So.
That's true.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be in Memphis later today.
Yeah, we'll see y'all at the University of Memphis tonight. That's first come, first serve. So come on time. Don't play. And it is free of charge. So yes, check our website or our Twitter or Facebook for the flyer and all the important details. Do you have anything else, Kid Fury? Because I think I'm good.
Coral Springs next week.
Oh yeah, next Friday.
And The Green Experiment on YouTube, which is just our new web series, me, Crystal, Asante, Dustin, just going green, and it's a show about nothing.
It is, and it's fun. So check this out.
Bullshit. Check that out.
And I'm just going to give myself a shameless plug.
No, please, go for absolutely.
For anybody who wants to follow me on Instagram or Twitter, my name is Rome Green Jr., and you can follow me at iRomeALot. That's IRMEALOT. iRomeALot.
Got it.
We did all this positive black stuff, and you had to go and do that.
I got
to
do it.
This is his birthday.
I guess it's my birthday. Okay, okay, I got to do it.
It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, too.
Where can I find you?
For me, follow Dormtainment. That's all I need. Follow the group.
Oh, he trying to make me look bad.
Or DTC Miller.
Flex.
So my acronym is going to be EAF.
Eat a fry.
Everything ain't free.
You still mad about this
because
title
how
shit?
Fucking dare
you? Say easy as
no,
fuck.
No, really, niggas.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.